It's Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Some companies expect to see your parents in the office these days. That could be at a take your parents to work day, or it could be at the job interview itself. Some employers even have open houses for parents. It's especially true for parents of millennials. Our go-to workplace guy is back to tell us what's going on. Brandon Smith is a consultant, career coach, and business professor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. So is this specifically a phenomenon that we see with younger workers, these millennials?
It is, and I have to tell you, I am not a fan.
Why not?
Okay, we get where it comes from. We've heard a lot about the millennial generation and helicopter parents, and so parents are really actively involved. And yeah, research studies have shown that the millennial generation has the closest relationship with their parents of any generation prior. But there comes a time when they need to grow up.
So this is really an extension, you think, of this helicopter parenting
where they're
involved in everything and hovering over the kid's whole life.
It is. And it's still early on in their careers, and they're still perhaps living at home, and their parents are very much still involved in their life. And that's all fine on the personal side. But when it crosses the line of the workplace, it is not appropriate.
So why is it happening then?
It's happening because the employees like it. They're close to their parents, and they're still having their parents help them make decisions. And so this is great. And the parents like it too.
So the company is making what you would say is a poor decision, what, in an effort to keep these young employees, to boost morale?
Yes. So the idea behind it is that we're going to bring these parents who are already actively involved in their kids' life, we're going to actually bring them closer so then they can influence their child to stay at the workplace and stay motivated. And it's a way to garner greater engagement and greater loyalty. So you've got companies like LinkedIn, kind of high tech, that have younger employee bases that are doing this as a policy. They'll bring your parents to work day.
So there are advantages, but what are the disadvantages then? What are they risking?
First, they're creating a triangle relationship.
Which never works out
well. No, never works out well. Instead of just giving you feedback, I'm your boss, you're my direct report, I'm going to give you feedback. Now I give you feedback, you go tell your parents, then they now want to talk to me, or they talk to you about what you should tell me. It feels middle school-y. It's not this direct kind of one-on-one.
But parents, they don't have any standing to call your boss.
No, but once you've opened the door, once you've started that, now, see, you've met them on Take Your Parents to Work Day, and you've had an open house, and you met them there, and now you know Cheryl. Cheryl told you how excited she was that her son's now working here, but now Cheryl's upset. She feels like she talked to you about the performance review you gave her son, because he's always been perfect in everything he's done up to this point. The thing that bothers me the most about this whole thing is we're holding a whole generation back from growing up. They need to be able to make their own decisions, make mistakes, so they learn.
I feel like we should say, you're not saying not to tap into your parents' knowledge and get advice from them and share what's going on with your life. You're just saying, don't bring them to work.
Yeah, don't bring them to work and take their advice with a grain of salt. And I think that's what we're talking about here, is learning how to make that balance where we keep our parents involved in our lives, but it's our lives.
A bit like a watchful parent, Brandon Smith guides us through trends, issues, and sticky situations at work most weeks at this time. Thanks a lot.
Always my pleasure.
Brandon teaches about communication, leadership, and workplace culture. He also works one-on-one with organizations and executives. His blog is at gpb.org.